Let's go to Lebanon this morning. Overnight, Australian mother Sally Faulkner and the Channel 9 60 Minutes crew have been released from prison in Beirut, and have the crew at least have left Lebanon after a breakthrough in the 13-day child abduction drama. A deal was struck reportedly involving a very large payment of money by Channel 9 to the father of Sally Faulkner's children, Ali Elamine, with the judge in the case then dismissing kidnapping charges against the mother and the television crew. Two members of the Child Abduction Recovery Agency, though, remain in the country to face kidnapping charges over this alleged attempt to snatch Sally Faulkner's two children from her estranged husband. Journalist Martin Chulov is The Guardian's Middle East correspondent. He joins us from Beirut. Martin, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Hi, Martin. Can you bring us up to date on this deal that was struck overnight and who's left the country? Is Sally Faulkner left Beirut? Is she still there? The Channel 9 crew, where are they?
Well, Channel 9 and Sally Faulkner did head straight to the airport after being released from their prison cell. We do believe that they are due to depart this city in an hour or two for Dubai, and then onwards on the red eye to Sydney. They made their exit very quickly, as you would expect after such an ordeal. Quite a dramatic conclusion to it today in the courthouse. The lawyers all got together. They sat in the judges' chambers. It wasn't a court hearing per se. It was an interrogation session with lawyers and clients all around. And shortly after midday, they all emerged, Tara Brown and Sally Faulkner and the rest of the nine crew still in handcuffs. And we were told that the deal, which had more or less taken effect yesterday, had been finalised late this afternoon.
But they were still in handcuffs, so they go. There were reports here this morning that Sally Faulkner spent another night in prison. That's not true?
We don't think so. We believe that Sally Faulkner's gone straight to the airport with Channel 9. There was no need for her to remain in prison overnight. She may have chosen to for some administrative reasons or personal reasons, but we do know that she was in the car with 9 that went straight to the airport from the prison.
And can you shed any light on this deal that was done? Reports here that Channel 9 had to pay compensation, a lot of compensation, I presume to the father of the children, to secure the release of their crew. Is it known who was paid and how much was paid?
Ali Elamine was paid, and he was paid, as you say, a very substantial amount. In return for that, he agreed to drop personal charges against the 9 crew and his ex-wife. He didn't drop charges against the child recovery agents, Adam Whittington, the British national, and another guy, Craig Michael, a British Cypriot. The amount that was paid was significant. Lawyers in the courthouse today were saying that, on average, in an uncomplicated custody case, the amount would typically be around $40,000 to $50,000. This was far from uncomplicated, and the sum was far higher than that.
Here, someone is suggesting it's even potentially in the millions, though 9 have denied that. Do you have any concept of whether it was that much money?
Certainly wasn't over a million. I do know that that 9 executives who were in Beirut had come to the realisation earlier this week that there was going to be no other way out of this situation for them and for their crew, apart from a very big payday for Ali Elamine. I'd be guessing in the many hundreds of thousands, but I think we're still a fair way short of a million.
And all that money goes to Ali Elamine, none of it goes to other different courts or anything like that?
There's some bail money that was posted as well. It should be borne in mind that the charges that were dropped today were personal charges that had been levied by the estranged ex-husband. There is still the option for the investigating judge who dealt with the matters today to issue an indictment later on, which notionally could require 9 to make representations at a court hearing down the track. Now, I'd be surprised if he went ahead with those charges, and I'd be even more surprised if 9 actually did appear, if he did.
But at the moment, there's still some legal proceedings to go in this, though you're saying they might quietly get dropped.
Well, I'm not as hopeful on that score for Adam Whittington, who Lebanese authorities have said from the outset of this matter that it's always been about him. They believe that he organised this plot, that he carried out the abduction, he travelled from foreign shores to do so, and he was attempting to to smuggle children out of this country illegally. So they have been gunning for him since April the 7th, and he remains in custody with little recourse to the same sort of remedies that that Channel 9 have had. And it seems that Ali Al-Amin is not willing to drop charges, personal charges against him. So his fate remains very uncertain in the short to medium term.
Yeah, I think there's reports from his lawyer, Adam Whittington's lawyer, suggesting that he feels he's been left high and dry by both the British and the Australian governments. Well, certainly he doesn't have Channel 9 with deep pockets in his corner. Is that the difference, do you think?
That's certainly one of the differences. I mean, it should be borne in mind that this operation was a joint effort, a joint venture with Nine and the Child Recovery Agency that he works with. His lawyer was certainly remonstrating very loudly in the judge's chambers this afternoon that his client had been cut loose. He realises the situation he's in, and this was shortly after all the Nine employees had been walked out the door and straight to a van to their freedom. So it seems to be a very different outcome for two partners in the same operation.
Attitudes, public attitudes in Lebanon to all of this? Is there a sense that that the general population would like to see someone pay a price for this to some extent?
Yeah, that's the theme that's coming through constantly, both from authorities and certainly people that you deal with regularly. They are saying, is this sort of thing legal in Australia? What would happen if a Lebanese crew went to Australia to kidnap children and got caught there? So they were very anxious to ensure that someone actually pays a price for this because it seemed to be at face value, certainly an attack on Lebanese sovereignty, and it would be difficult just to make this one go away as well. So I think I do think that Adam Whittington has a very difficult couple of months ahead of him. Well, people work out his fate.
And Martin, just finally, at the heart of this story, at the heart of this mess, is two small children, and their parents, the custody rights of their parents. The children will remain in Lebanon under this deal, as I understand it. Sally Faulkner has had to relinquish all custody rights. Is that as far as you understand it?
It does indeed appear to be the case. We certainly clarified that with Sally Faulkner's lawyer outside of the court, and he said that Sally had agreed not to make any further custody claim on her two children, who, it must be borne in mind, are still quite young, 5 and 3. So, you know, she's going back to Australia without them and without any option of seeing them in the short to medium term. She's not coming back to Lebanon anytime soon, and her ex-husband did say outside the court that it wouldn't be an option for the children to go to Australia to see her. So it seems to be a period of estrangement there, unfortunately.
It's a very high price to pay. Do you know whether Sally Faulkner got to say goodbye to her children?
No, we don't. We don't know anything about that. The children have been kept a long way from the process over the last 13 days, as I guess they should be. There was a veneer of being amicable in the courtroom, and certainly Ali Al-Amin would like to keep that pretense up. But it would be difficult to imagine how there could have been any time, if she did indeed get to the airport with Nine, to actually see the kids on her way out the door.
Heartbreaking. Martin, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Martin Shulov, he's The Guardian's Middle East correspondent, joining us there from Beirut. What a mess.